Hello, welcome to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. He is a voice called to restore the dignity of humanity, to demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit, to reveal the true identity of Christ in us, to raise and build people of absolute dominion, to raise a fearless generation, to bring salvation to the unsaved, revival to the brokenhearted, liberate men from captivity, to reveal the absoluteness of the Holy Ghost, to break the walls of denominization and bring about unity in the body of Christ across the continent. And now, today's message.
We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. We sing you are lawful. We sing you are worthy. Oh Lord, say you are lawful, you are worthy. I don't know, but I sense in my heart that God bless us tonight. It's so strong. Can we learn something today? Somebody say glory. Alright, let's the book of Psalm 102, the verse number 12, the verse number 13. Psalm 102. The verse number 12 through to verse number 13. So before I do that, I'll be very glad if you can listen to me for just 3 minutes and then I start here. We live in a dispensation where the average believer believes that every miracle or answer that God decides to give unto them will come through the channel of prayer. Inasmuch as prayer is all powerful, God wants to look at the man's mentality before blessing them. In fact, God has never honored anybody because of prayer alone. In fact, prayer, according to God, was only created to ensure that you have intimacy with the Father. Did you hear me? I repeat. When you come before the Lord's throne and all you know about God is prayer, just because he answers prayer, there are many things you will never have. Because a man's identity does not begin with prayer, it begins with the thought patterns. But what am I talking here? It is how you think that will determine how God sees you. Oh, we'll learn tonight. You didn't hear me. Bishop, for a very long time, I would tell the people that lift your voice and pray so hard. And at the end, some will be like, man of God, I've prayed for a very long time and I'm not seeing any testimony. I feel God doesn't like me. The issue has never been about God not liking you. It's about ensuring that the image you personify is what God thinks of you. Can I break it down, please? Bishop, we may stand before God's holy altar. We may lift our word before the Lord, asking God for answers. And the Lord says that before I give unto you what you think you need the most, I want to ensure that what you think is who you are. Because your identity is never different from your thought patterns. The Bible says, just as a man think, and not so he will be, so you are. So the very moment the enemy ensures that you think negatively, you become a negative persona. You didn't hear me? Oh, can I teach you today? For a very long time, whenever we announce prophetic convocation, the idea is that, man of God, let me come and let me hear what you tell me. The issue isn't about the word being communicated. It's about the acceptance of the word of the Lord. If what I teach can't change how you think, you can never become God's glory. Oh, you didn't hear me? Can I teach tonight? We'll talk very deep things today. And then Saturday and Sunday will blow up the building. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Someone said, glory. He says, but you, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. Verse number 13. It's powerful. The verse number 13. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You will arise and have mercy on Zion, for the time to favor her. Yes, the set time has come. This is powerful. Now, I'll be glad if you can put your name there, right? So, you would arise and show mercy on Benjamin. For the time to favor him, yes, the set time has come. Oh, say, I believe. Can I teach you that? Bishop, you see, there's too much grace in this house. Now, even if I don't teach, the building can teach on its own. I'm telling you, there's so much grace to tell you. Are you blessed, friends? All right. So, like I said, whenever you come before the Lord, The Lord will always want you to understand that before he blesses you, he wants to see your understanding concerning kingdom principles. I repeat, every blessing that the Lord wants to predispose upon a man's life comes through your understanding of kingdom principles. Watch me. The fact that you are passionate about something will not compel God's integrity unto he sees who you are. God is never permitted to give unto you what you want until he knows your understanding concerning kingdom principles are aligned. Hear me. Before God gives a man, he wants to know what you know about himself. Oh, am I teaching you, please? If God must give unto you that which you are believing God for, he needs to ensure that the understanding you have concerning kingdom principles are highly blessed. You didn't hear me? It is your engagement and access to kingdom instructions that God will bless you with. You may declare whatever you want to say about yourself, and God says, I still can't bless you because you haven't understood the coordinates that brings about kingdom life experience. Well, am I communicating, friends? You see, if I tell you God blesses, before the blessing becomes a reality, I need to know what God wants me to do first to become a blessing. So, am I teaching here? God gave us a powerful revelation here that a man can never live long until the man conceives honor in his pathway. So if I pray to God asking God for longevity, God wants to see my reverence for honor. If there's no applicability of honor, I can't live long. So when I come before the Lord and I begin to declare prophetically, God says, I want to see what you know about the kingdom. Oh, am I teaching you? Oh, praise God. Please hear me. Bishop, I feel that the issue with our modern day Christianity has got nothing to do with we not being passionate enough. It's about we not understanding how God wants a man to operate. If the devil wants to steal from you, he will not start by taking your babies away from you. He will fight the knowledge you have about God. Did you hear? If the devil actually wants to make a fool out of you, he won't take away your money. You see, why would the devil want to fight something he knows can come back to you? Job lost his children. They came back again to him. So anything that leaves you has not left the earth. It's still on the earth. You can know what to do to bring back again to you. You didn't hear me? So if the enemy wants to launch an attack, he wants to fight what you know about God. You see, if the enemy can give you a short-circuited knowledge about God, there will be gap in your results. You can't tell me that God blessed you yesterday and you look at your present state and there can't be any modern reflection to prove that something about God is not so correct yet. So God says, tell them that I want to favor them. But before favor can come upon their life, they must understand the set time. Oh, hello. So you are declaring, man of God, I believe in my heart. And God says, before what I say becomes a blessing, understand the power of time. When there's no time, there cannot be favor. Oh, am I preaching here, friends? Oh, am I preaching here? Please watch this. If a lady gets pregnant and she delivers after 3 months, how would you call the pregnancy? Oh, talk to me, please. But if the baby delivers at 9 months, how do you call the baby? A fool. But I thought once you are pregnant, the end goal is to give birth to a child. Why is it that when the baby came at 3 months, you call it immature or premature? You know why? Because everything about life is connected to time. Oh, hello? Because when time is wrong, destiny will be wrong. Oh, hello? So, Bishop, the issue with our today's members is that they feel that once they desire something, God must give unto them what they want. And God says, no. That time has got nothing to do with how you arrange events, but your understanding concerning kingdom principles. You didn't hear me? You see, the word time, according to God, is not the arrangement of events. It's He speaking into your life for what is to come to pass. Because where God resides, there's no time. You didn't hear me? If there was to be time in heaven, God will have an end. He calls himself Alpha Omega, the beginning and the end. You enter the beginning, he's there. You enter the end, he's there. So he can't have time. He lives beyond time.
So if God says your time has come, he means understand kingdom principles.
The Bible says, in the beginning, God made the heavens and the earth. The Bible did not say the world began with him. You didn't hear me. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The word in the beginning is time. Talk to me, friends. Now, the beginning did not begin with board. Talk to me, friends. I know where before God came to being, there was no time. When God appeared, time came. You didn't hear me. Allah! No, come here. Come here. Watch this. In the beginning, the Bible says God made the heavens and the earth. The word in the beginning did not start with God. It began with the earth. Oh, talk to me, friends. Okay, let's go there. Genesis chapter 1. Please help me. Genesis 1 verse 1. Thank you. In the beginning, what happened? God created the heavens and the earth. The Bible never said it began with God. It began with the earth. Now, why did the earth have a beginning? Because God came to be. If God knew that his presence will not be of any importance to the earth, he will not be there. Oh, talk to me, friends. The fact that he appeared, time appeared. So if God says, tell the church that your set time has come, it means teach them how to walk in comprehensive knowledge. So they have the power to tell when he is alive. Do you know why? Because you see, if the enemy should fight your knowledge about God's instruction, you will call what is good evil and call evil good. Or am I communicating? So look at the life of Vashti. Do you know Vashti, right? Vashti was the queen for all these years. A time came when the king says, I need you to bring me my queen so I can showcase her beauty to the world. And she said, I don't feel like honoring the petition of my king. Now, she felt she was a queen because of her beauty. But she didn't know she was a queen because of who she was connected to. Hey, when life makes you feel that you are who you are because of what you have, and life takes away the person who gave you what the access you have today, life will take away from you. See, everything happened because a man appeared. Oh, talk to me, friends. Now, the queen says, I don't want to showcase my beauty because I feel I'm too beautiful and I do what I feel like. And God says, what do you mean? Now, watch this. Watch this. She didn't know that time that was allocated for her was to give her another standard before the world. But because she was drafted in knowledge concerning kingdom principle, she didn't understand it. She didn't know that the seat God wanted to give her will come through honor to the king's word. But just because she believed in herself, she lost power. Talk to me, friends. Man of God, tell the church that before God says your time has come, he wants to know what you know about the kingdom. If what you know about kingdom principles off, you'll be drafted in life. Am I teaching you? You see, there are two forms of miracles. There's a miracle where God decides to give a man, and a miracle where he can actually make you become the miracle. You didn't hear me? We haven't started. I'm only doing introduction here, friends. Somebody say glory. Glory. Oh, I read somebody. Let me break it up for you. Bishop, you can have two forms of testimony. I can give this man my face down and say, since you are believing God for a prophetic mantle, take this face down. Now, if God should give you something, understand that you are limited in power. Not because God gave, because in the realms of the flesh, a man has limitation. So he will give you according to what your strength can cater for. But if he makes you become what you are praying to God for, there is no limitation to that. Because the person possessing the mantle is no more a flesh, but the Spirit of God in you. Oh, am I communicating? So look at King David in the Bible, Mama. King David, all this while, was always preparing to feed his father's sheep in the wilderness. But he didn't know that thing was a preparation for him to become the king over Israel. Nobody was clapping for him in the wilderness. But God saw. Angels saw. The Holy Ghost saw. Hello? Now, he was thinking maybe God will create a day for him to be announced to the world. And God says, in this kingdom, there is no particular day for preparation. Once I know that you understand how the instructions work, I will create an avenue for you and the world will see you. Oh, hello? Now, he didn't know that just feeding his father's brothers or his father's sons will give him the power to become the king of all kings. Oh, am I communicating, friends? Bishop, tell them it is what you know that makes up your system in the spirit. Oh, talk to me, friends. Man of God, hear this. So he is a doctor PhD, right? And he's a medical doctor, right? Thank God. Man of God. Now, I think to become a medical, you know, is it 7 or 8 years? 7 years. 7 years. Hey, if you are here and somebody has dated you for 7 years, go and rebuke the person. 7 years. Somebody say, glory. Are you blessed, please? Bishop, 7 years. Every day going to school, 7 years. Then I come here. Now watch this. Understand that for 7 years, his physical body did not change. His face did not change. His hands didn't grow taller or longer. But he realized that something about him has changed. It's got to do with understanding his true force. Before he became a medical doctor, if he tells you to take any medicine, you take it. But after 7 years in school, when he says drink this, you have no choice. You have to take it. Oh, praise God. Have you asked why? Because something about the way he thinks has changed. What he knows about life has changed. So if your results are not coming to you, don't fight the devil. Look and say, what is missing in me? Because once you know what God is saying, everything about, can I prophesy? I speak about your destiny as God's prophet. After these 3 days, you shall see light. You shall see light. You shall see light. Scream and say, glory! My God. Oh, am I communicating right? Tell me. So before his school for 7 years, nobody will believe his testament. But after 7 years, so you see, watch me. Anything that fights your knowledge is your enemy. Oh, did you hear that? Anything that fights your understanding is your number one enemy. Oh, yeah. God never measures capacity based on physical strength and demeanor. He wants to see the strength of the understanding you have about God. Praise God. You see, one of the concrete ways God uses in blessing life is to see how they can understand kingdom patterns. They are so powerful. Oh, praise God. No, you see, you can't tell me you're a Christian, ladies and gentlemen, and you fast when you feel like fasting. Huh? When God says you are matured, it means you have just served long in church, but you understand how God operates. You see, you can go to church, right, and serve there for years. And for some reasons, you may never be blessed of God. Not because God hates you. Because what you know about God is not the proof that he knows you. You didn't hear me. So he says, I will arise and favor Zion because now is the set time. Watch me. Your miracle has never been far from you. Hear that? Sometimes, when people pray for testimonies, it appears to them as if the miracle is not far. Whatever you want God to do for you is always in you. Oh, talk to me, please. All right. So watch this. If you look at the seed of a fruit, and I tell you the seed is a tree, you won't believe me. But when you plant the seed, it becomes a tree. Talk to me, friends. Now, you may choose the tree over the seed. Meanwhile, it is the seed that begins the tree. Am I right? Remember, Christ calls himself the tree of life. And you were the fruit. You were the seed. So whatever he has the power to do, you can also do the same thing as well. Am I communicating it? So everything about destiny comes from your inside. It's never outside. So if the devil knows that, ah, this lady knows what to do at this time, at this point, she can receive favor. You see, what God looks at to bless a man is that you are so powerful in your intent that once you say this, it happens for you. I'm telling you. The Bible says the sons of Issachar were wise. Not because they acted wise, because they understood. Talk to me, please. Oh, am I teaching you, friends? So you just can't tell man of God, the way things are tough for me, I don't want to come to church again. So let me stay in the house and relax. Bishop, for a very long time, I used to believe that when people say they are tired of life and they relax, they can get the strength to bounce back again. I didn't know that when they get tired, it becomes worse for them. Please, can I say this, friends? Listen to me. Anytime you see yourself going through any pain in destiny, God is even closer to you than expected. Whenever things become much tougher, know that God is even much closer to you than expected. I'm telling you, friends. Oh, am I communicating? Somebody say glory. It was at our convention last year, I told the church that sometimes when you see gifted men walking in certain dimensions, before you fight them, check their track record. They've paid the price you can't pay. What will separate men from other men is not how powerful they appear in the flesh. It's how they're able to sustain pain. I was praying about something years ago. I was asking God for a solution. God told me, the young man, he says, the cure for pain is to go through pain. What? He says, you can only enjoy pain if you endure the pain. He told me that he would never ever... Now, look at me. If a lady enters into the labor ward, are you aware that she can be in pain and she still has to deliver through force? I mean, you are pushing and the pain is so much, you can't stand the pain. And God says, yes, this is how life is. When you feel that life is crushing you, God will allow pain to crush you the more. Because that's the only way life can honor you who you deserve. Now, what do you know about God that you enter a place and say, man of God, I sense in my spirit that God wants me to have a seed released because of what is happening per se. Watch me. If you don't know what to do about what to go through, no matter what God says, he can't honor you with that. Because the manifestation of God's promise is not dependent on him, but on you. You didn't hear me? God is not responsible for answers until a man appears sensible. Can I teach you, please? Can I give a mystery here, please? Bishop, you know, life is so powerful that God begins to create messages from us. The Lord told me that just as the way you read the Bible to know me, I read your character to know about you too. God's character is his word. God's Bible concerning a man's life is your character. I haven't begun teaching as well. We're only doing introduction. You know, it's 3 days, right? So we can teach. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, can I teach you, please? If I want to know about God, I open my Bible. If God wants to know much about the life of Benjamin, he checks how I live my life. Oh, is that clear? Because character is bigger than prophecy. A in the morning is A in the evening. B in the afternoon is B at night. If B at night is different from the B in the day, there will be different B's. So God says character means how a man lives his life. Am I talking church? Oh, God is good. Now watch this. You see, many believers have this perception that we were created by God to come and live a life of total joy. I told my sons and daughters that, you see, if you live in this world thinking that, oh, life's all about physical investments. Let me work hard. Into quotes, let me hustle and get money. Let me create a family. It's not bad. But know that everything about your life ends on earth. Because the kingdom where we come from in God, life actually begins the day you die. Listen to this. The Bible says, and Christ toiled for 33 years on earth. I was thinking at least after his death, he would go up to the Father and rest. But the Bible says even till date, he's making intercession on our behalf. Now, this was the same thing he was doing when he was on earth. He entered into heaven. He has not stopped. It will not stop until thy kingdom comes. Am I communicating? So if you feel that your life ends on earth, think twice. Now hear this. I want you to know that a proof that a man existed is not how many things you discovered. Hear me. It's how God could use your life as a message to preach unto others. Now hear this. Now, Vashti didn't know that God wanted to create a message through her life. Now hear this, please. The Bible says the king was celebrating his birthday and asked for the beauty of the wife. The woman said, as for me, I won't do anything. Are you aware the Bible says Christ came upon the earth wanting to go and save the Jews, and the Jews didn't honor him? Because in their mind, they had how a king should appear, true or false? Oh, talk to me. He sent for his wife, which is the Jews, and they rejected him. And he says, now they've rejected me, go into the streets and go and look for Gentiles for me. Esther was not part of the people that were chanced to become the wife of the king. But because Vashti, which is the Jew, neglected, he says, go and look for somebody else for me. Now watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. The Bible says this. When Esther entered into the palace of the king, the uncle of the king said, are you aware that God only brought you to the palace to come and save your people from dying? He says, don't feel that if they find out that you were Jews, they will kill you too. So make sure you do something about this. Now hear this. Because we have been graced and chanced by God to enter into the new covenantal experience, we are so comfortable, forgetting that comfort is the death of destiny. So Mordecai, who reminded Esther to pray for the liberty of the Jew, has become our modern day Holy Ghost, who is asking us that God can choose anybody at any time for anything. So if you not take advantage of the new life experience to live life, you may die before time. So the Mordecai has not become the Holy Ghost speaking to us that stand in defense of God's integrity. Now watch this. Esther didn't know that her life she was living was to be a message that God would preach to the end time generation. Hear me. The Lord told me years ago, he's a young man, if there's any message you will ever preach here on earth, die as a message. Am I communicating? So anytime I say my set time has come, it means God has entrusted me with the instructions of the kingdom that enables me on how to go about life. No. There is no manifestation without instruction. No. As powerful as God is, he did not declare liberty from the heavens until he came as a mortal man to be frustrated by other people. Can you imagine that the Pharisees, who called themselves preachers of the law, saw God and they called him a demon? And a demon-possessed man that sat by the river of Gadara saw God and called him the Messiah. Oh, am I communicating? These are deep mysteries here, friends. Hello? Am I communicating, please? Can I teach you? Can I teach you? Somebody say glory. Please, somebody clap your hands together for Jesus. It's powerful. Oh, God is good. Oh, are you blessed, please?
Yes.
Yes. Please watch me. You see, God is never in a haste to bless a man until he knows you understand kingdom principles. Write it for me. If God wants to validate what you know about him, he wants to see the knowledge you have. Oh, is that clear? Man of God, I've been serving God for more than 80 years, and it looks like God doesn't want to bless you. See, your blessing will not improve heaven. God will not be any better because he blessed you. Oh, is that clear? Man of God, I've been praying that God should give me a miracle so I know God is good. He is good even if you die. Is it? You are worthy of my praise. Oh, you are. Oh, what a word. Look at this. We sing Hezzy. Somebody say glory to God. Clap your hands together for Jesus. Oh, are you blessed, friends? Somebody say hallelujah. Come on, teacher, please. Let me show you three things. And let me pray here. Now watch this, please. You know, it grieves the heart of the father when they get to realize that the average believer is not living the life he wants them to live. It pains God when he realizes that all that he created for man is not working in that. It's a burden unto God's integrity. He sees that people are not living the life he wants them to live. Now, many believers don't know that the testimony that he wants them to have goes beyond just the reception of the miracle. It's about how his kingdom is exalted. Am I teaching you? Somebody can be barren for years, man of God. And then doctors may do whatever they can just to help the person deliver. And it may still look like the person can't give birth to a child. Once God miraculously gives the person a child, even if the woman decides not to talk about the miracle, just the fact that a baby came forth automatically makes the child a testimony. In a sense that people now believe that God can do all things despite how tough things are. Am I communicating this? Yes. So when people are not living according to what the gospel says, it grieves God's heart himself. Am I communicating this? Three things.
Whenever God says, your time has come, the first thing he does is to grant you the spirit of discernment. When God wants to bring a man into divine alignment, the first thing that's to give you the spirit of what? Discernment. Whenever we talk about discernment, we're talking about the Lord entrusting your spirit with secrets that time can't comprehend. Have you wondered that sometimes certain things happen in your life, and you're like, it looks like this has happened before? Talk to me, please. Hello? God has never given anybody the power to walk in the future until he, God, decides to grant unto you the spirit of what? Divine discernment. If God must entrust you with that spirit, he wants to know how you can probe into what is. Am I communicating, please? Apostle Paul says, God will never allow anything overcome us that is beyond our capacity. So once the enemy brings about any trouble, God wants to see how you can stand and hold that thing. Am I communicating, please? You see, a lot of believers, they have thrown away their testimonies. Not because they didn't pray. The issue was when God broke into them, they couldn't stand. You woke up in the middle of the night thinking that you couldn't sleep, whereas an angel was tapping to pray at night because the danger was fast approaching. Bishop, I've told my people here several times. 13 years ago, I'm still very young. Forget the English, forget them. I'm very young. Forget that, forget. I'm still in my mother's house. I'm blessed. Man of God. We said we'll do a youth conference. So we did flyers, everything, shared out the invitations. The day came, the people I saw were adults, fathers and mothers. I said, please, did you read the flyer? I said it was your youth. I didn't say fathers and mothers. You see, when it happens, you can't preach again. Now, you see, we the youth, we like to shout, scream, and that. Now, you see, our fathers and mothers, they can't jump. So I have to just go and change my message and come back. I was preaching, there was pain in my heart. And they were shouting, hallelujah. I said, if you only know that. So we have a conference again. I was like, please, if you're a father and mother, don't come. I only want youngsters in the house. They said, hallelujah, man of God. Bishop, after 4 months, the same people that came again. They were like, man of God, God used you to bless us with time. So when we saw your billboard, that you come for the conference, I said, hey, God, you have shown me. Think, Mama, how do I get these people to come? So I had to change my dress, I had to wear baggy jeans just to discourage the fathers from coming. It became worse. Man of God, I like your swag. I said, hey, 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 hey. So at a conference in December, that same year, I said, please, please. So I'm like, maybe I won't put my face on the flyer. And I placed a different minister as the host. You know me, I'll be the one to preach on that day. Bishop, it was worse. The place was packed. I said, wow. I was at the office and God told me that, have you wondered why you keep having elderly people? I said, no. He says, a future has been created for you. And that future needs old people to hold your hands. He says, where I'm taking you to, the youngsters around you can't help you become better. Because at a young age, you need fathers to correct you when you are wrong. And children can't do that. He says, see, now I saw the globe given to me. He says, I will grant you wisdom So when you stand before the elderly people, when you speak, they will marvel at the things you say. He says, youngsters can't do this. He says, forget about what they do on social media. He says, the focus is me, not them. Man of God, I was 16 when God told me that at 18, I met a vice president and we spoke in the man's office for 2 hours. After I finished with the man, I began to pray for the man. Powerful prophetic words. The man now knelt down. And I'm like, Your Excellency, on TV we see you very big. He said, my brother, here before God, we are all one. So I saw the man taking his gun. I said, Your Excellency, what is gun? He said, boss, I don't trust the soldiers here. He said, anybody can pay them to kill me. I have to protect myself. God is good. So I saw how the man was taking everything away. I said, Excellency, hands up. I did this. I said, wow, the man, honest grace. I said, hands down. He landed. I said, Kai. I said, stand up. He stood. I said, I like this one. I said, sit down for me. He says, I said, wow. So you feel grace. Now, praise God. God would grant you discernment to do things that people can't understand. I praise God. You see, a proof that you have life is the ability to tap into God's knowledge. So you know what to do in your now before the future arrives, I'm telling you. Oh, praise God. You can't tell me, man of God, I've been praying for answers and God has decided to bless me. It is not God's responsibility to bless until you have what he needs to do what he says. Once you do as he demands, automatically he must bless you. He will grant you discernment. Bishop, I told our people here that if you come to realize that marriage is an ordination, you won't run into relationship. Oh, you didn't hear me. You see, most of times, I realize every February, every church will do the month of love. Forget it. Ready? Month of love, forget it. Romeo and Juliet, they died long ago. Oh, I want to see you. Apostle, come. Oh, are you blessed, please? Watch me. The very moment you decide to marry a man, because of what the man does, you dishonor God's grace over your life. Do you know why? Because according to God, marriage has got nothing to do with the partnership of a man and a woman. That's the world definition. According to heaven, it's about God bringing two destinies together so heaven's life can be found upon the earth. Have you wondered why the devil will fight marriage? Because marriage was there before sin came. You didn't hear me? Before sin brought Adam into the flesh, they were married. He was married to Eve. And he had the power to do whatever God could do. Remember, you ought to be in the spirit to look at God. And the Bible says, every night, the spirit of the Lord came walking into the garden to speak to Adam. So Adam wasn't a mortal man. He was immortal. That had the power to speak to God face to face. But the Bible says when sin came, he lost his mandate. So you see, the enemy will fight who you want to marry. Because in the spirit, you have the power to replicate God again. So if you decide to neglect the instruction God gives into you, there are many things you can never have in your life. When you cry that something is deficient, he wants to see what have you left. You see, God can trace what you didn't do that brought you to your current state. Don't tell me process. You see, process aligns with a man's character, not ignorance. Watch me. If a man is going through process, the first sign of process is that you have all the knowledge it takes on how to command miracles in your current state. Oh, you need him, please.
The whole idea of process is God ensuring that the character you possess matches your future. Do you know why? Because a man can get to the top and one thing you do can bring you down. You being in the wilderness might not always be process. Sometimes, if you don't understand the discernment, what would have happened to Joseph if he stood in front of Pharaoh the king and said, before I give you the meaning of your dream, I want to complain the pain that my master Potiphar has caused me. Just imagine. He says, he made me stay in the prison because he lied. Whereas the king says, get me the gift you carry so I can give you power over this kingdom. Am I communicating, friends? Watch me. Whatever the man went through in the prison was to help him become better. When he came out from prison, whatever he learned for years now became a gift for him to enter his destiny. Am I communicating, church? Now hear me, please. If God doesn't help you to understand discernment, it is discernment that will make you know that not everybody should be called a friend. You didn't hear me? I was happy when Bishop said some friendship will have to be discarded, the two of us. This thing called life. If you want to do everybody good, be ready to die. Because there are certain people, no matter who you die for, they will say you didn't even die well. Discernment. I sense that God wants me to do a 40-day fast. I may not know why, but at the end of the 40th journey, I will understand why God told me to do that. Well, am I communicating this? You see, you haven't been taught to understand that you are a God who prays to a flesh. So everything about your understanding is connected to what the flesh does. And God, that's the first one of losing the people on the earth. Because once you understand the sense that you have power to control time. Number two, in prayer. I bless you. When God wants to bring you into a set time, aside discernment, the second thing he does is to show you who to work with. Do you know why? Because restoration is incomplete without a divine helper. Yes, you are worthy of my praise. Oh, say, oh, oh, you are worthy. You are bigger than what people say, Jehovah. Was called alone, and he allowed Lot to follow him. After years of mentorship, the Bible says both of them became rich. Not because Lot worked hard, because he followed Abraham. Whatever you are looking for in this world is not in heaven. The keys have been given unto men.
Saul,
who became Paul, was chasing Christians to kill them.
He finally got baptized by the Holy Spirit.
He got blind. Christ came and said, inasmuch as I came to redeem the people from getting killed by you, I can't heal you until you meet priest Ananias. When he prays, I'll listen to him. God came on earth and did heal a man. Unto another man approved his healing, because the man has spoken, and was said. The Bible says Joshua was filled with wisdom, not because he prayed, but because Moses laid hands on him. The Bible says your Jesus Christ walked upon the earth for 30 years and nobody knew him. Until John the Baptist says, come, let me baptize you. If I do and I open your heavens, everyone will see you. You see, anything you have not experienced is because the man has not come yet. If God wants to give you power over time, he shows you who to work with. Because beyond the scope of the flesh a man possesses, there are things in them that God will have to entrust to give you with. Naomi changed her name to Mara, which means bitterness, because she lost her husband and two of her sons. She called her two daughter-in-laws and said, now that your husbands are dead, leave me. Ruth says, I don't think I'll have to leave you, even though your son has died. Now I want to make a confession to you that from today onwards, your people shall be my people. And your God shall be my God. Right. Now, if that God you claim you want to follow in the life of Naomi was good, would he allow that person to die? Yet, it wasn't about the present situation. It was about the mandate given unto her. Now, she did know that in the realm of the spirit, God was creating the story of Jesus Christ through her. That in some time to come, she, the Moabites, will become God's grandmother. Remember, Moabites are enemies of God. But through the concept of honor, somebody became a savior. I told my son yesterday, I said, sometimes, your helper in life might be who you are helping. You are good. You are kind.
You are bigger than what people say.
We sing Jehovah.
You are good. You are kind. You're bigger than what people say.
We sing Jehovah.
You are good. You are kind. You're bigger than what people say.
Sometimes your helper might be who you are. Do we know Isaac in the Bible? Do we know Rebecca in the Bible? The Bible says Abraham asked his servant Eliezer to go and choose a wife for his son Isaac. The servant got and said, Lord, there are too many beautiful women here, and I have decided not to choose anybody after the flesh, but after the spirit. He prayed and said, God, the person that would help me feed the camels will be the one that I have decided to choose as a wife for my servant son called Isaac. Every lady who came around just focused on themselves and said, Master, what can I do for you? The Bible says, Rebecca fed the cattle, the donkeys, the camels, and also fed the servant of Abraham. And the servant said, now that you have done as God has said, follow me unto my father's house and go and become the wife of my master's. Now, she felt that because she's extending help unto the man by feeding the man's cattle and camel, she felt at that time she was the helper. Not knowing, according to divine order, she was actually helping herself to become the wife of the master's son. Sometimes you may be in a position to help somebody, but don't know that thing you're doing is a tick for you to be helped by God himself. Why complicated? You can easily perceive time when you find people. My last word. Oh, are you blessed, please? My last word. Bishop, God gave me this revelation for years. I never understood until today. Let me pray. I bless, please. Please hear this revelation. And when you go home, ponder over them. Man of God, whenever we talk about Israel, people always talk about the glory, the life, and the honor of Joseph. We talk about the fact that God used him to give meaning to a man's dream. Am I right? We talk about how God honored him in a stranger's land. Thank God for that. But hear this. The Bible says Jacob had 12 sons, true or false? The Bible says he had 4 wives. Initially, he wanted to marry Rachel. But the father-in-law said, according to our culture, if the first girl has not married, the second girl cannot. I believe Jacob was a Nigerian. And I believe that Labour was a Nigerian too. I believe it was a typical Igbo person. He says, if Ada has not married, Ada has to marry first. Oh, God is here. Are there Nigerians here? No. Are you Nigerian? Oh, hallelujah. God is here. Now, so the Bible says Jacob was offended. Why would you deceive me by giving me a different woman when I work for somebody else? Praise God. So he stayed and worked for another 7 years for Rachel. After he got Rachel, he was so happy, so excited, knowing that life will begin now. But don't forget, at that time, he was still called Jacob, not Israel yet. He was still suffering. He journeyed back to meet his big brother Esau and realized that God had blessed the guy big time. He's like, how is it that my father cursed this one and he's still blessed? He began to pray. He prayed and prayed. And he realized that an angel of God came and he fought with the angel and says, if you are not blessing me today, I will leave you. The Bible said the angel broke the thigh bone of the guy. And he says, from today onwards, you'll be called Israel and no more Jacob. Hear this, please. That was when God translated him from a person to a garment. Please hear this. He was no more the hardworking man, but became a person God can trust so generations to come can come from him. Am I coming again, please? Now, he was about to die and he says, gather unto me the sons of Israel. And he began to pray and bless them. Now watch this. When he got to Levi and Simon, he cursed them and said, you too, when the king raped your sister Dinah, he kept to apologize to me. You still did not accept the apology. You went behind me to go and kill the king. He says, for what you have done. He says, peace can never be part of your house. Now watch this. So you realize that Jacob died by cursing Levi. Now, when the Holy Ghost wanted to live among the Israelites, the person that Jacob cursed, called Levi, God says, choose unto me Levi. Because I will use his hands, I will use his people to become the priests that will bring about God. Now watch this. God's concern was not about the curse. Watch this. Are you aware that the person that gave birth to Levi was called Leah, the first wife of Jacob, the one that Jacob did not love? Watch this, please. In his heart, he felt he's being cheated. But he didn't know that before God decides to bless a man, the first thing he checks is the covenant he has with you. Even though Leah did not have all the things that he wanted to see in Leah, the womb of Leah was consecrated to give birth to priests and prophets. Because according to the dynasty of Israel, there are 3 things he must have. He must have king, he must have a priest, and then a savior. So just imagine, the person that he did not love, God says, I will use her womb to bring about glory. The Rachel that he felt was the most important person to him, only give birth to Joseph. And after the generation and the liberty of Israel, everything about Joseph went to the throne of us. Now God says the person you did not have is the one I want to use, because the womb has covenant. Now watch this please. You realize that nothing about the glory of Israel came from Joseph. It came from Levi. It came from the people that the man did not love. And God says, I don't want to go for who looks good in your eyes. I want to go for who I have covenant with. Because when they speak and they pray, I will listen to them. Now, there wouldn't have been any generations after the death of Jacob if Levi didn't appear. The same son who he cursed was the person God entrusted to become a priest. Now watch this. In life, when God wants to honor you, he won't go for one that has the capacity to. He goes for the covenanted ones. Because those who are covenanted, God has vowed by himself that whatever they say, I will just instruct. Why would God call himself the son who came from the tribe of Judah? Because God doesn't measure men according to physical capacities or capabilities. He checks the depth of conscience of them. You see, if you feel that every person can live your life and still be okay, think twice. Certain people, they're not meant for today. They're meant for tomorrow. You have standing, church.
You came from heaven to earth. From the earth to me.
Come and sing, church.
My death to pay. From the cross to the grave. We say from the grave to the sky.
Okay, so let's have a
hand. You came to.
You came.
our first prayer point here.
Yes, sir.
Lift up your hands. This is your first prayer point. Lord, as I begin to pray.
Lord, as I begin to pray.
Grant me favor.
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 Lift your voice and pray, somebody. 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 Of Moses were lifted on high, the Israelites began to win the battle.
Oh, yes.
So anytime you lift up your hands, you are commanding victory. Lift up your hands. You see, now without the help of the instrument, lift up your hands. You would clap your hands and pray. Lord, as I begin to pray, oh, yes, grant me divine favor.
Amen.
Grant me divine favor. Amen. Father, in the year 2024, yes, grant me divine favor. Scream and say, my father, my father.
My father, my father.
Oh, say, my father, my father.
My father, my father.
As I begin to pray.
As I begin to pray.
Hear my cry.
Hear my cry.
Say, Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
As I clap.
As I clap.
And I pray.
And I pray.
Say, Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
As I clap.
As I clap.
And I pray.
And I pray.
Grant me favor.
Grant me favor.
Clap your hands and pray.
Favor.
Shabbat,
is a favor.
Favor.
Now, can I declare here?
Yes,
lift
sir.
Your hands above your head. Now, I speak over your destiny.
I
speak over your life.
I
speak over your career. My God shall give you favor.
Amen.
My God shall give you favor.
Amen.
My God shall give you favor.
Amen.
Scream and say, I am blessed.
I am blessed.
Say, I am blessed.
I am blessed.
Say, I am blessed.
I am blessed.
In the name of
Jesus.
My God.
Thank you, Lord.
Some hands. Purpose number two. Why are you blessing me?
Yes.
Purpose number two. You see, every time God wants to show a man favor, the first thing God must do is to open your heavens. Whenever we talk about open heavens, we're talking about God giving you divine assistance. Open your hands. Lord, may the heavens over my head be open.
Amen.
The Bible says when John the Baptist now baptized Christ, the Bible says the heavens opened and there came a loud voice saying, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well. You see, if your heavens are not open, life will fight you. Lord, as I pray, may the heavens over my finances be open.
Amen.
The heavens over my school be open.
Amen.
Any area of my life, let the heavens be open.
Amen.
Clap your hands and pray. Somebody.
Let the heavens over my life, my ministry, my family, my finances, let them be open.
Lord, may my heavens be open.
Let my heavens be open. Lord, may my heavens be open. In the name of Jesus.
Somebody lift your voice and pray.
Lord,
may my heavens be open. Somebody clap your hands and pray.
My God, my God, my God.
Lift up your hands. Your final prayer point. Lift up your hands. Now, do you believe that God can command the land to listen to you?
Oh, yes.
Oh, talk to me, somebody.
Yes, sir.
Oh, do you believe that?
Yes, sir.
Now, if you believe that God will grant you this land, lift your hands higher. This is your final prayer point. Lord, as I begin to pray.
Lord, as I begin to pray.
Let the land favor me.
Let the land favor me.
Do you believe that?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Every good thing in this land shall belong to me.
Amen.
Oh, you don't believe this. Anything called wealth, riches, power, oil, dominion, it will favor me.
Amen.
Somebody say, Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
As I pray. Say, this land.
Listen to me.
Anything.
In this land.
Listen to me. Say, from today. Say, the land.
Listen to me.
From today.
The land.
Will listen to me. Say, Holy Ghost. This year.
I prophesy.
Over my life.
Grace.
Glory.
Power.
Oil. Say this year.
I prophesy.
Over my life. Say
this year.
Everything.
About
my life.
My life.
It will come to pass.
Let the land.
Honor me. Lift your voice and pray.
Every good thing in the land will listen to me.
Lift up your hands.
Jesus.
Somebody say glory.
Glory.
Oh, do you believe you are blessed?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Now watch this. Anytime the land opens up to you, something must be confronted. Somebody say gates.
Gates.
Now I'll be glad if the media can help us by doing this. Psalm 24, the verse number 7. Very powerful scripture here. All right. And we close here. Are you blessed, please?
Yes, sir.
Psalm 24, the verse number 7. My God. Watch this. Father, help us. So lift up your heads, O ye gate, and be lifted up, O ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Open your hands. Now, you are going to change the name King of Glory, and you put your name there. So lift up your heads, O ye America, and be lifted up, O ye doors of this country, and Benjamin shall come in. Mm. Do you believe that?
Yes, sir.
Now, God told me that there are 18 people here. God told me in 18 days you shall testify.
Amen.
Oh, you didn't hear me?
Oh, yes.
There are 18 people here. The person with the loudest amen, receive a testimony.
Amen.
Receive a testimony.
Amen.
Receive a testimony.
Amen.
Scream and say, I take it.
I take it.
Say, I receive it.
I receive it.
Say, I take it.
I take it.
Say, I receive it.
I receive it.
I take it.
I receive it.
I receive it.
Lift your hand and say, fire.
Fire. So,
take it.
Your head on your gate and be lifted up on your doors, and I shall come in. Open your hands. Hey, if your marital doors are closed, doors of marriage be open. Oh, hello.
Hi.
If your healing doors are closed, doors of healing be open.
Amen.
If the doors of finances are closed, doors of financial breakthrough be open.
Amen.
Are you ready, somebody?
Yes, sir.
Somebody say, gates.
Gates.
Be open.
Be open.
Say, gates.
Gates.
Open.
Open.
Say, gates.
Gates.
Open.
Open.
Clap your hands and touch your chest. Gates. I love telemanos. Somebody clap your hands and pray. Gates. Be open. Get on breakthrough. Be open.
Let the gates be open.
Somebody clap your hands and pray. Get on finance and be open. Somebody stop your feet. Somebody stop your feet. My children are healed. My children shall prosper. The gates are open. The gates are open.
Open.
The gates are open. Somebody clap your hands and touch
it.
Say,
I am blessed.
Now, can I declare here?
Yes, sir.
Listen, now, do you believe that any time you scream, you command power?
Yes, sir.
Hello. Now, anything I declare, you scream and say, away. Hello.
Yes, sir.
You say, away, away, away. And you see, I said, God to me, he says, 18 people are here. He says, in 18 days, you have a reason to smile. Or you shall testify.
Amen.
Scream and say, I believe it.
I believe it.
Lift your hands above your head. Are you ready? Spirit of disappointment.
Away.
You scream like the voice is yours. Spirit of disappointment.
Away.
Away.
Spirit of poverty.
Away.
Spirit of barrenness.
Away.
Spirit of pain.
Away.
Promise and fail.
Away.
Demonic altar.
Away.
Spirit of death.
Away.
Spirit of sorrow.
Away.
Scream and say, away.
Away.
Tell somebody, God is changing your story tonight.
God is changing your story tonight.
Oh, you know.
Oh, yes.
Tell them, God has changed your story.
God has changed your story.
Tell somebody, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My testimony is here.
My testimony is here.
Oh, say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My testimony is here.
My testimony is here.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My testimony is here.
My testimony is here.
By the count of seven, you will shout glory. And as you are screaming glory, God will change your life. Are you ready, somebody? Number one, number two, number three, number four, number five, number six, number seven. You see, you are too gentle for my liking. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God suffered. Oh, lift up your hands. Do we have some ladies in the house? Do we have some men in the house?
Yeah.
God is looking for a millionaire in the house.
Yeah, I am the one.
Oh, God is looking for a millionaire.
I am the one.
Say, Lord, I am ready. Say I am ready. Oh, are you ready, somebody?
Oh yes. I am ready.
Oh, say neighbor.
Neighbor.
Look at me.
Look at me.
After tonight.
After tonight.
My story.
Will change.
Oh, do you believe that?
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, say neighbor.
Neighbor.
Give me a high five.
Give me a high five.
Say after tonight.
After tonight.
My money will come.
My money will come. After tonight.
Hey, hey, hey. Oh, do you believe that?
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, do we have some millionaires in the house?
Yes, sir.
No, I think there are billionaires in the house, rather.
Yes.
Somebody say glory.
Glory.
Somebody say glory.
Glory.
Can I declare here?
Yes, sir.
Lift your hands above your head. Now, I speak over good testimony.
I receive it.
Anything fighting your father.
Aye.
Anything fighting your mother.
Aye.
After tonight's conference, you are delivered forever.
Amen.
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 Somebody say, Lord.
Lord.
I am free.
I am free.
Say, Lord.
Lord,
I am free.
I am free.
Somebody say fire.
Fire.
I am free.
I am free.
Say today.
Today.
I am coming out.
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 Somebody say fire. Yeah, 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 yeah. Can I declare here?
Oh, yes.
Lift your hands above your head. Anywhere they call your name. Somebody say fire.
Fire.
Say fire.
Fire.
Somebody say fire.
Fire.
Anyone they call your name.
Fire. Fire.
Anyone they call your name.
Fire.
Anyone they call your children.
Fire.
The name of your business.
Fire.
The name of your staff.
Fire.
The name of your career.
Fire.
Somebody say fire.
Fire.
Oh, say I am blessed.
I am blessed.
Oh, say I am blessed.
I am blessed.
Scream and say my enemies.
My enemies.
You are in trouble.
You are in trouble.
Lord, I say my enemies.
My enemies.
Look at me. You are in trouble.
I am in trouble.
Say my enemies.
My enemies.
You are in trouble.
You are in trouble.
Now, can we do something here?
Yes, sir.
people. Are you blessed?
Yes, sir.
Now, if you came to church with a handkerchief, now if you have no handkerchief and your neighbor is a female and she has wig, you can take off her wig. With the casting crowns, lifting hands, bowing heart. Of our convention. Hello. Now, anything that is dead in your system, are you aware the Bible says on the third day Christ was resurrected? Oh, hello. Lift your face tower, lift your handkerchief. Now, by the count of three, you will shout glory, you will shout glory. Are you ready, somebody? As you are screaming glory, everything dead in your life shall come alive. Are you ready, somebody? Number one. Number two, what do you see about my life? What do you see? What do you see? See the way you love me. See the way you love me. You carry my mantle for your head. Oh, together for
yes.
Jesus.
Amen.
Tomorrow is going to be another time. Oh, hello.
Hi.
Now, I hope you're aware this is only the opening night here. Now, when coming to church tomorrow, you will come with a bottle of oil. Praise God. And I sense in my spirit that God shall grant so many deliverance here. Are you blessed? Now, I'll be glad if you can place your hands on your head. And I'll be glad if you could help me with the strings, please. Just give me strings. And close your eyes. I see two persons, just two people. And I hear in my ears, your set time has come. I see two persons, and I see the Holy Ghost touching them. I see the Holy Ghost breaking away every prison gate, and I see fresh oil coming upon them. Now, ushers, get ready. Anywhere these people are located, Holy Spirit, let there be a fresh encounter. Let there be a fresh encounter. Let there be a fresh encounter. The angels are releasing parcels here. The angels are releasing parcels here. By the count of seven, let there be a release. Let there be a release. Holy Ghost, anywhere they are, let your Father release your glory. Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. Number one, number two, number three, number four, number five, number six, number seven. Fresh, 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 perfect. Fresh on you, fresh on you, fresh on you. Awesome, look at this, look at this, look at this. Power, 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 power. Fresh anointing. My God, rakata. Look at what is happening. My God, my God, my God, my God. Fresh impartation. Fresh impartation. Fresh impartation. Fresh impartation. Release the glory. Release the glory. It is coming. 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 Touch. 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 As I'm speaking, I see fresh oil. When the oil fell on the head of people, I see something about them change. And I see their garment becoming more whiter. And God is telling me there are two ladies in the house. God is opening up your spirit. And I see revival coming through you. I see oil coming through you. I see fire coming through you. Holy Ghost, touch your people. Holy Spirit, touch your people. Holy Spirit, touch your people. Holy Spirit, help them, help them, help them, help them. Fresh. Look at what has happened. 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 My God, my God, my God, my God. Oh, just bring them to me. Bring them to me. Look at what is happening. Lift your hands above your head. Oh, lift your hands. Who is God touching in the house? Now, I'll be glad if you can stretch your hands towards the altar. My God. There is grace over this house. There is oxygen in this house. There is power in this house. And I hear redemption glory. I hear redemption grace. I hear redemption oil. My God. There is somebody here. I see fresh anointing coming upon my life. Fresh anointing. Fresh anointing. Fresh anointing. Fresh anointing. Ay, 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 ay.
You are God,
Satuka partners. Oh God. May God touch you. Stretch your hands towards the altar for me. Now, this is just the beginning here. Lift your hands towards the altar for me. I just saw two garments land here. And God told me, this is the garment of Esther. And I hear favor in my ears. And God told me, there's somebody here. God wants to grant you grace to work in power, in dominion, in finances. And God says, the unction will locate you now. These are two people. Yes, 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 yes. Ushers, 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 ushers. I've only started, I've not begun yet. Ushers, help them, help them. I said, this is only the beginning. Please, lift your hands. Another person is here. I see the glory lifting you up. I see you fly the wings of eagle. If you are ready for this, lift your hands towards the altar. Oh, I see somebody fly. Eagle, eagle, dude. The eagles are mounted. The eagles are mounted. Yes! The eagles are mounted. The eagles are mounted. The eagles are mounted. The eagles are mounted. Let me release the last unction here. Lift your hands towards the altar. God just spoke to me. The last thing, there's somebody here. God wants to restore your wasted years. Who is ready for this? Who is ready for this? Restoration power. Restoration power. Oh, God is wiping someone's tears away. Restoration power. Yeah. Restoration power. Yeah. Restoration power. Yeah. Restoration power. Yeah. Right now. 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 Yeah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, we love you. We say, Baba, we are in your presence. Let it rain. We say,
all your rain.
Let it fall on me. We say,
I'm not afraid to
happening here?
Oh, I just saw a prophetic mantle here. I just saw the mantle of a worshiper. I just saw a release of the apostolic mantle. There are two ladies in the house. The grace God gave unto King David in the Bible, it is coming to you.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, oh, oh God. 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 Look at the unction flow. Look at the unction flow. Look at the unction flow. My God, my God, my God. Let it be a fresh encounter. Fresh encounter. Fresh encounter. Lift up your hands. Father, we love you. No, the unction is strong in the house. Father, we love you. Thank you for the release of the grace. Thank you for the release of the unction. Thank you for doing what no man can do. We love you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. We give you praise. In the name of Jesus, let us say amen.
Thank you, and God bless you for listening to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Forger. Don't forget to share with us how this message has been a blessing to you and your family on +324 920 904 54 or email us at office@benjaminforger.org. Follow Prophet Benjamin on Facebook, YouTube, podcast at Prophet Benjamin Forger. On Instagram is Benjamin_Forger. Twitter is SeniorBenjaminForger. And on website is www.benjaminforger.org. Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Forger. The vision, the mission, the passion.